Welcome once again to the Street Preacher program podcast. And thanks again for joining. And as always, you never know where the show is going to lead to today. I was listening to a pastor on the radio in my car. And he was saying that Job was the oldest book written ever. And so I was always like, well, I always was interested in Job. So I did a little Rimsky. Excuse me, that was my cat. She scratched me. So I wanted to dig deep into Job, into the story of Job, and really get a view of, because the story of Job really is different. A lot different in some ways. It has differences than a lot of the stories in the Bible, as far as when you really get into the part where God starts talking to Job in the whirlwind, you really get into some stuff that other books of the Bible, well, you know, you have Ezekiel that gets into with the angels and stuff. And but with Job, it gets into like Leviathans and you know, talking about all kinds of stuff, mythical kind of creatures. But so for the people who do not know who Job is a person in the Bible. There's a book that is written about him in the Bible, a book that contains 42 chapters. You know, and most people probably would say the extent of what they know about the story of Job is that God let Satan test Job. Satan was claiming that he could make Job turn against God, and Satan put Job through hell, and Job never did turn away from God. And so in the end, Job got everything back. It's not like I'm trying to tell you the whole story, because that's what I'm saying. But in the end, that's like the very beginning of chapter one and the end of the story, basically. And just a glimpse of, you know, that Satan tested Job and put him. But most people, there is stuff that is written that people said during that time that people said Job's friend, there's three friends that come and they wonder what happened, because Job goes through hell. And then there's a little kid that speaks, because he gets tired of listening to the grown-ups going on and on like they know what they're talking about. And then God comes out. And then Job speaks and starts to just curse that he was ever born, because he is going through hell. He is suffering. And that's when God comes to Job and tells, you would have to hear it. But So, but Job's story is a testimony to Christians who've read the Bible and heard that story, that no matter what's going on, don't turn, curse God and leave God. Don't turn your back on God, no matter what. And most people never have to experience and go through anything close to what Job did. So, without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Job. Who was Job? Job was a man, okay? He's a man. And he lived in the land. He lived in a certain land. He lived in a land called Uz. Now, there could be Bible scholars that can tell you all about where that place is, where it was, or whatever. I don't know. That's what the Bible says, that it was, Job was a man that lived in the land of Uz. So like the pastor was saying that I was listening to on the radio, that if Job is the oldest Bible book of the Bible that's written, then whatever land this is, it's probably a land that was not even recorded when the, I don't know. I was about to say it was recorded even when the children of Israel found Israel. But it might have been a land called Uz. I'll look it up and research it. I usually don't do that because there's so much information out there and you never know what's really something that's really been that's real research or that's real knowledge of what the, you know, the geography and the stuff that was going on back in those times, the cultures. So Job was a man. He lived in a land called Uz. So now this is when you start to get to really understand who Job was. Job was perfect and upright. So now when the Bible says that a man was perfect and upright, that is a very awesome compliment to other Christians. That God says that Job, because that's what Christians believe. That's what we believe as Christians, is that the Bible was written by the Holy Spirit. That it might have been written by the hand of a man, but the Holy Spirit was the what guided the hand and the thoughts and the words and everything. And so it's, the Bible is considered, it was a book written by God. And that's what the Bible is about. It's about God. At the end of the day, is this, because this isn't about Job. It might seem like it is, but it's really about God. So God gives Job this compliment. God says that Job is perfect and upright. I wouldn't even dare to ask God and say, God, what about me?
Most people would say, God, I'm sorry, please have mercy. I can think of all kind of things that I'm so too ashamed to. And so, but Job was one that feared God, and he eschewed evil. I looked that up, and it said it means abstained. I figured it was something like that, but he abstained away from evil. So things that were evil, Job didn't want to have anything to do with it. So now you're going to learn a little bit more about Job. Check this out, who Job is. Now, you're going to get a little bigger picture. Guess who is, this is Job's family. Job had 7 sons, and he had 3 daughters. 7 sons and 3 daughters. That's saying something. And Job owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses. And he had a very great household. So Job was a very rich, very wealthy man. And let me just break it down for you and let you know as far as socially who Job was. Job was the greatest of all the men of the East. So that's who Job was, okay? Now you're getting a picture of who Job was. So think about the most prominent person you know that lives in Eastern America. And Job was like that. He was a person that had wealth, and he had all of those sheep. He had all those camels and oxen. And his house, you know, he had, you know, a mansion, more than, you know. So this is also who, so Job is the greatest man of all the East. Now, like they say, Job feared God and he eschewed evil. He hated evil. So now his sons, though, the Bible just said they feasted in their houses every day. And he called the three sisters over there to eat and drink with him. So his sons, you know, his dad, their dad is wealth beyond measure. All of his sons, they have their own houses and their own families probably and their own whatever. And they stay home and they eat, drink, party, and whatever else. All day, every day. Well, I ain't gonna say all day, but every day in their day. So it might not have even been every day. But in the day when they, like their birthday or, you know, whatever, a certain occasion, yeah, they would call everybody over, sisters and everybody, eat and drink, be merry, right? So, but Job knew what's up. Job knew what was up. So, because when their sons finished feasting, Job went up and there he sent for him. And sanctified him. So I don't know what, you know, sanctified him early in the morning and offered burnt offerings to the number of them all. So that might have even been the daughters too. And so when it says that he sanctified them and offered a burnt offering, I don't know if the men sat down for a family feast, a dinner, or that Job actually went into a temple setting and offered some kind of sacrifice, or it was in another kind of setting, or whatever. But Job wanted to be extra careful and have extra assurance that his sons hadn't sinned or didn't have sin accounted to him. Because Job was saying, maybe my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. So Job did this continually. He went behind his sons whenever they would have these feasts. He would go and come back. So that's how Job, that's what Job, you know, that was the kind of father Job was. You know, so you think if you have, for a Christian man today that is like that, he's a pastor or whatever, he's very, he might not even be of wealth, because now what they call wealth, well, he was wealthy. Well, what he called, because what they call wealth, that was wealthy back then, and it's wealthy now. If somebody owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, five, whoever they are, they're going to be considered wealthy. So I was about to say what they considered wealthy back then. Now here in America, we who don't even really have wealth would be probably considered more wealthy. But no, because somebody who owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, they were wealthy. And they had to, because you had to be able to take care of those animals and have enough people to hire to do it and everything. So Job was, so if you know the same kind of way, if you had a pastor today, a pastor or a man who feared God, but he knew his sons liked to party and play, like a lot of, he's probably gonna, you know, especially if he's, and he is, especially if he's the one with, he's the one with all of the wealth. They depending on him. So the least he's gonna do is maybe say, well, I'm not gonna tell y'all what y'all can't do, maybe per se, but you know, you up in here partying and eating and feasting, and so I need you to come here, and we have to do some praying and some sanctifying. So that is getting a picture of who Job is, and you might as well at this point, for all practical purposes, remember this picture of Job. Because after this, Job's life turns to hell. And this picture of a man who is doing this and living, and Job is living this perfect and upright Lord life before the Lord and staying away from evil and fearing the Lord, this person, and he's going and praying and sanctifying his children, that man is going to be a totally different man real soon. Okay? So, anyway, thank y'all for listening. To come back if you want to hear what, and then that's not even, you probably already know what's going to happen, but you don't know what's going to happen after that. You know, it gets, that's why I think people don't really look into it, because it gets deep and dark. You talk about evil and God, and people start having dreams. Ooh. Anyway, thank y'all for listening, Street Preacher. Check, subscribe, so when the next one drop, you're going to be right there getting it first. You're going to get it first. And soon. Okay. I'm out. Y'all have a good day. And we'll talk later. Bye.